Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Atlanta Business Radio. Stone Payton, Katie Galley here with you this morning. You know, Lee, he's on walkabout. Often I will say Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you this morning, and our producer, Katie Galley, but now it's our producer and co-host.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, the guests that we have are from Georgia State University, and I think that's exactly where Lee is this morning.
I'm pretty sure that is where he is.
This is going to be a fantastic segment. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast with the Georgia State University Alumni Association. We have with us Ms. Mallory McKenzie and Christina Million. How are you?
Great. Good morning.
Doing well, thanks.
So, Mallory, tell me a little bit about the association, mission, purpose. What are you guys out there trying to do for folks, the association members and the community?
Well, our role really is to engage our graduates. So once they leave Georgia State, we want to make sure that they're continuing to have a relationship with the university. We're keeping them informed of all the progress. So much has changed at Georgia State in recent years. So we want to bring them back to campus, support them, and provide them a network to get to know each other. And we're doing great things in Atlanta, too, and all over the country, really.
So what compelled you to do this as a career? Was this always on your mind or on your mind for a long time?
You know, I don't think anybody goes to college and says, I'm gonna grow up and be an alumni relations professional. But I had a great undergraduate experience. I went to Vanderbilt. It really shaped me. I was very involved on campus. I thought I wanted to be an elementary education major, but decided I didn't want to be in the classroom every day for 40 years. So I thought, how can I be in the world of education? And this was it. And so I've loved working at universities ever since.
And you brought reinforcements with you this morning. You brought
Christina.
Now, what is your role at the association?
I'm the Associate Vice President for Alumni Affairs at Georgia State and the Executive Director for the Alumni Association. It's a lot.
This sounds like a lot.
It does.
It's a big job, part of which must be to find really high caliber folks like Mallory to help you execute, right?
That's exactly right. There's a perfect person to do it right here.
So one of the things that I wanted to learn more about, and I think our listeners would be interested in learning more about, is this 40 under 40 thing you've got going. Whoever's appropriate, or maybe both of you, speak to that a little bit.
Well, the 40 under 40 is actually, we did not create this. It's a great concept that's being utilized at other universities.
You perfected it.
We did. We took it and ran with it. The Atlanta Business Chronicle has made it very popular in Atlanta. So we have 157,000 alumni just in Atlanta and 230,000 alumni all over the world. So we have plenty of people that we can draw from. And we thought this was such a perfect avenue for the university because we really want to highlight the wonderful things that our alumni are doing. And many of those are our young alumni.
So it's really spotlighting the alumni who graduated 40 under 40. It's those who are under 40 years old who've done exceptional things. So what are some of the things that they've done that you guys are looking to spotlight?
Oh my gosh, it's such a diverse group, which is so great. I mean, Georgia State is one of the most diverse institutions in the country. And I think the 40 under 40 definitely reflect that. We've got, one of our alumni, she lives in Switzerland and she's doing HIV testing and research. We've got people who represent the film industry in Atlanta, a jazz artist who lives in South Africa, entrepreneurs, people in the legal profession. It's really a really broad range of people, which is really exciting.
And how do you go about, finding them? I mean, I know you have this hub of people who've graduated from Georgia State, but how do you go about this selection process for the honorees for the 40 under 40?
Yeah, so this was our first year and we weren't sure what the response would be. We put it out there. We did a call for nominations. And really anyone can be nominated who's a graduate of Georgia State. And that includes the perimeter campuses as well. And we had over 200 people who were nominated. And that was, by peers, faculty members, coworkers, mentors. So we had a great group to choose from. They went online to our website, pantheralumni.com/40under40, and nominated those folks. And then from there, we we did a call for applications for those nominees. And so they had to submit a formal application.
Oh my.
Yes. They actually had to do something.
So what was in the application? Like exhibits of your work or descriptions of kind of the stuff that you're up to?
Yeah. We asked them, you know, to share their resume or CV, a bio, headshot, all that good stuff. But then we had several questions that we asked them. We wanted to know, you know, who was the most meaningful person or what experience was most impactful to you while you were at Georgia State? What advice would you give to current students? You know, things like that, that really helped us get a broader picture of what they've done and who they are. It was good.
So it's a complete process, but there is a specific shindig, right? We're going to have an event. And when and where is that?
Yes. So we will have a awards ceremony and reception. That's Thursday, March 22nd at Five Church Atlanta from 5:30 to 8 p.m. And it'll give us a chance to bring all the honorees together for the first time. So, you know, we've cultivated connections with them. We've done a LinkedIn group, but this is our first chance to actually have them in the same room and to really honor them. And there'll be a lot of campus leadership there, which is exciting. So they'll get to reconnect with maybe people that they knew while they were on campus and meet new connections as well.
Mm-hmm. So this is your first year doing it, you said, but what has the response been? I mean, have you seen a lot of great engagement with Georgia State and just a good kind of rally around the university from this?
Definitely.
Yes, very much so. We've seen a lot of trends on social media and a lot of obviously, you guys picked this up. other news outlets have picked it up and ran with many of our individuals, as well as the story of 40 Under 40 itself. So it's been very exciting. And we have a lot of attention from those that might not have been nominated or didn't know about it and are already asking how they can be involved in future 40 Under 40.
Oh, I'll bet. All right. So will there be one winner? Will there be categories? Is there a winner? How does that piece of it work?
They're all winners.
They're all winners.
All 40 of them are winners.
So we're honoring all of them.
Correct.
Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So one of the reasons I'm asking, Katie, I think it would be really cool to have, if some of them are local, and I suspect many may be, to have some of them come in the studio and talk about their work and talk about their experience with the Alumni Association. That might be something fun to coordinate if you guys are up for that.
Love that.
So I want to turn the conversation. Well, you know, it's my show, at least today. So we're going to do a little bit of what I want to do. But this would help me personally because of some of the things that we have going on at the Business Radio X network. Here in our network, we have studios in other places. And one of the things we want to do as we develop more and more studio partners is we want to provide for the care and feeding of this family, right? So I'd love to learn more about how you do that for your alumni. It sounds like you really lean on technology. And I don't know, maybe there's some personal outreach and stuff. So I don't even have a specific question, but any counsel you can provide for me or our listeners on just the care and feeding of your ecosystem of your community would be greatly appreciated.
Well, we reach out in many different ways. Technology has been phenomenal, because we can utilize social media, our website, newsletters, just any ways that we can interact with them through their mobile devices, computers, things. But we do a lot of face-to-face. We do a lot of engagements. We do networking events once a month, third Thursdays. We do a Panther professional series, which we do different things, resume reviews, different things on the career side. We actually have segmented audiences. We have a new Young Alumni Council, which touches that group that is considered our young alumni. And we also have groups such as our Senior Brunch and Learn, which are those that are 65 and older, which touches a totally different group, but other people are obviously invited. Anyone can come, but we do things for them during the day. We just did a tour of Mercedes-Benz Stadium and had lunch. So we do different things for different segments. So we really make sure we're touching as many people as possible, because as you heard our numbers, they're quite large. So
it sounds like really good work you're doing. It just sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, a little bit. But going off of that with the fostering of engagement, so how do you see, I guess, the 40 Under 40 program incorporating into this and kind of just building on that legacy and helping to sustain the community you're building with the alumni?
I think Christina mentioned we have a young alumni council now. So there is this drive towards engaging recent graduates, because a lot of times they kind of, they leave college and then maybe they don't hear anything from their alma mater for a long time, or maybe it's just a mailer asking for a donation or things like that. So we're really trying to put forth an effort and to be intentional about engaging those alumni right after they graduate. And that was part of the reasoning behind 40 Under 40. So mm-hmm. we have these incredible alumni who are doing amazing things, 1, 5, 10 years after they graduate. Let's not wait 40 years until they receive our Distinguished Alumni Award. Let's celebrate them now. So I think there's definitely a push towards getting these new grads in the pipeline early on. What can we do for them? Because that's what they're looking for. They're looking for networking opportunities. They're looking for professional development. And, you know, just a community, and we want to provide that.
Yeah. So once they, I mean, these honorees go through the program and they get, you know, they're honored as 40 under 40. So then what next? Are they more involved with the Young Alumni Council? I mean, what is the next step for them? Does it kind of end there and then you're kind of building that as you go? Or, I mean, what's the next steps for them?
Well, we hope it doesn't end there. We definitely want to keep them involved. And what's great about Georgia State is we have so many colleges and schools within the university. And there's a lot of affinity towards the colleges. So if you graduated with a degree from public health or Robinson College of Business, so each of the colleges has a number of students or alumni being recognized. And I know they're excited to engage them. So they'll probably hear from a lot of different people on campus, you know, finding ways to get them involved, whether that be in mentoring capacities or panels or, and that was one thing that a lot of them mentioned in their applications was, I want to give back, and I, you know, I'm trying to figure out ways to do that.
So. And you're the vehicle for that. That's fantastic. Because yeah. sometimes when we want to give back, we don't always know the best way to go about it. So we asked Mallory this earlier, Christina, what's your backstory? How did you get to here?
Mallory said it perfectly. That was definitely not what you think getting a degree. But I actually have a degree in my undergrad is in marketing, and I went to Georgia State for my graduate degree and got a graduate degree in marketing. And I was in corporate marketing for a number of years, but just realized that was not exactly where my fit was. And so I decided to make a career change, and I found an opportunity at a university and I loved it. And I honestly think I use my marketing degree more in this field than I can imagine any other field, because not only are you constantly marketing the university, you're marketing the organization, you're marketing everything about Georgia State and yourself as an alum. So it's been a phenomenal path, honestly.
So I didn't share this with you guys before we went on air. I did talk about Lee Cantor, who's the founder and CEO of Business Radio X, and his son Max is at Georgia State and loving every moment of it. But what I didn't share with you is that I have a little bit of experience with Georgia State. My wife, Holly, got her master's degree at Georgia State. That was after we were already married and she was working, so she didn't get the whole student life thing. And previously in her undergrad, we won't even name them. Their colors are orange and blue. So she went to a big school. But there was just something that she would repeatedly communicate to me. There was a vibe at Georgia State that she really picked up on. And I did go out there a few times to cover for her when she was on the road traveling. I'd try to take notes and stuff like that. But the reason I mention it is, maybe I don't know if that's the right word or not, the vibe, but there's something about the culture, the feel, the environment at Georgia State that's just, it's unique, isn't it?
Very.
It is. It's sort of electric. It's, you know, the students, we always say that there's a lot of hustle there. Everyone's kind of eager to learn and working hard and balancing jobs and internships, and it's downtown. So of all the universities I've worked at, Georgia State is definitely one of the most special. The students are awesome.
All right. So you'll do this event, you're neck deep in all of this. You got all this care and feeding going on. It involves a lot of face-to-face and in-person. It's really leaning on technology. Then this thing, what was the date again on this event where we're going to honor them?
March 22nd.
All right. So March 22nd will come and go. It'll have an impact. It'll give some of them who maybe haven't been quite as involved an opportunity to figure out when, where, and how they're going to continue to contribute. And then what's next after that? You got other big stuff coming?
We'd love to keep them involved with the new nominees and honorees. So okay. The idea this past year, we invited all of the nominees to our homecoming events. We do a big homecoming tailgate and invite alumni and family and friends back to campus. So we wanted to involve the nominees in that. And that we think that would be a good tradition to keep up. But eventually, if we could start doing a separate event for those who have been nominated or who have received the award, we'd love to do that, you know, so that it's not just once a year that we're having this event, just to keep people in touch and, you know, connected.
Well, no, that, I mean, the kind of work that you guys do ought to give this whole 40 under 40 thing, just this one thing, legs all year round, right?
Oh, yeah.
All year round.
Yes. All year round.
So then is the idea, so you build off the 40 under 40 this year and just keep it going. So then maybe that the current nominees and the winners, they will then go on and perpetuate this. So they'll nominate next year's and then just keep it going. That's the idea.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Because obviously just keep growing, getting more attention and just keep that ball going.
One day we'll have to have 50 under 50.
That's right.
60.
Keep it going. That's right.
We've already gotten emails about those things. We're like, oh,
we
wow.
Right. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't know that I really have the capacity to go back and get more education, mm-hmm. but I think I just want to be part of this crowd.
Yeah. Just be part of it.
Like a fun thing to be a part of. Okay. Before we wrap, one more time, when and where is this event going to be? And what is the best way for our listeners to reach out and learn more about everything you've got going and maybe have a conversation with one of you two or someone else on your team?
So the event, again, it's Thursday, March 22nd. It's at Five Church Atlanta from 5:30 to 8 p.m. And tickets are $40 per person, and they can be purchased anytime before March 8th. Online at our website. So that's pantheralumni.com/40under40. And that's really our landing page. So right now it's really wonderful. It features all of our honorees. So if you want to learn more about the current class of 2018, you can do that there. And then as we get closer to our next group, which won't be until fall, we'll do a call for nominations fall of this year for the class of 2019. You can still find that information on the same page. So that's the best place to go if you want more information about this group.
Well, it's been an absolute delight having you guys in the studio this morning. Keep up the good work and keep us posted on what you're doing. And that idea, that offer is quite sincere. I think everybody wins if we get some of these honorees in here. And we'll talk about Georgia State and the Alumni Association and that. But I'd also like to profile these people because a lot of them are doing great work inside big companies. And I suspect many of them are entrepreneurs doing their mm-hmm. own thing. And I just think that's great programming for us. Don't you, Katie?
Yep, definitely.
All right. Until next time, this is Stone Payton for Katie Galley, our guest this morning, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next time on Atlanta Business Radio.